someone who's both a poet and also a songwriter, and tonight she's going to read some of her poetry. Please give a big welcome to Betsy Binstock.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I have 2 CDs, one of song and one of poetry, that are over there if anybody's interested. This is based on something that happened to me more than 20 years ago. I went walking with a friend along up the Charles River, across the river from Watertown. We came to a dam, and on the side nearest us, there was a fish ladder. It's called Spawning Time in the City. I stand with a friend at the end of a concrete dam beside the wide and shallow waterfall. A woman with an Asian face, wide grin, and ragged teeth gestures to the fish throwing themselves up the jagged flowing wall. "See, see, fish, fish." I laugh. "Yes, fish." I point. She counterpoints. The seagulls swoop, complain, try to scoop up silver curves. Herrings struggling to strew their eggs upstream before they die. She points again. We shift our view down through a metal grill to watch a busy underworld of young tan faces and overflowing fish. 3 Laotian men, feet bare, wet to the waist, wade up a zigzag concrete ramp into the fish ladder, netting handfuls of herring. Skilled hands wrench the fish from the writhing net and dump them, twisting, into a white plastic bucket. We turn to leave. The woman gestures at the fish, offering us treasure. Smiling, we gesture back, showing we have no way to keep them safe. Then wave goodbye, leaving gulls and fishermen to harvest the river.
One more hand, please, for Betsy Binstock.